This is Lindsay Lewis. Today we are talking about the two parts of us that exist inside us. It's really interesting to be a human being because we have this really wonderful dichotomy. There's always a push and a pull, a go forward, a step back, one foot on the gas, one foot on the brake experience, excitement, worry, judgment, love, acceptance. It can be very helpful to start to get familiar with those two parts inside of you. And it can be helpful to know when they're speaking up and how they are appearing and the impact that they're having on your life. So I'm going to talk a little bit about one way of looking at the human experience, these two parts of us. One part of us is very guided. The other part of us can be very confused and externally influenced. The part of us that's very guided tends to be very internally influenced. The side that is very guided can be very certain. The side that is confused and externally influenced can be full of doubt. There's various terms. There are so many terms for these two sides of us. Today I'm going to talk about them as the clear self and the clouded self. The clear self is akin to and includes what Coach Martha Beck refers to as the essential self. And in my representation of Martha Beck's definition of the essential self, I talk about that as the part of us that exists no matter where we are. When we are not in our cultural conditioning, when we are not inside our particular family heritage, the us who we would be no matter where we were in the world, traits that we carry with us that are not created in response to or because of our environment. Robert Holden talks about this particular part of us as the unconditioned self, the part that is clear. That isn't, you know, doesn't have conditions placed on it, hasn't been manufactured or created. We can also use the term soul and heart to refer to the clear self. And on the flip side, we have our clouded self, which is akin to Martha Beck's social self. Now, her definition of my interpretation of her definition of the social self is the part of us that we become in response to other people, the part of us that we show to other people, the part of us we think we need to be around other people. That can change depending on it, whether we're around our friends, our colleagues, our family. We can show a different face, our social self. Robert Holden calls this part of us the conditioned self. So that's the part of us that got conditioned through our past experiences, through things that happened when we were a kid, messaging we got from society, culture, our family, all of which led to us becoming the personality that we are, the personality rather than the heart of our being. Now, these two parts of us, what we can call today the clear self and the clouded self, they have different ways of showing up and of communicating. The clear self is really about feeling, understanding. The clear self loves growth. The clouded self is also another term for the clouded self is the ego or the head. So whereas the clear self is soul and heart, the clouded self is ego and head. What that means is we can really get into overthinking when we're in this place. We can get into doubting. We can get into worry. We can get into a lot of judgment. The cloud itself really wants things to stay the same, even if what's occurring is something we don't want, because the cloud itself is uncomfortable with growth. The clear self loves growth, gets excited about it, can't wait to see what's next around the corner, knows that our purpose here is to continue to expand. Guidance from either part of us, the clouded self or the clear self, has a really different feeling and impact. The clouded self speaks to us in the language of doubts, fears, worry, judgment of ourself, judgment of others, comparing ourselves to others. Whereas the clear self is interested, is curious, is daring, is joyful, feels excited, and speaks to us in the language of self-acceptance and self-love. It's also because of that, more accepting of other people. Our clear self is the part of us that knows where we are headed, can guide us in which next step to take, and can support us in making our biggest, most important decisions. The clouded self can support that as well. Our job is to get the ego and the head and the thinking supporting the dreaming, the visioning, and the highest calling in our heart. We don't want to be worrying and doubting all the time. We want to be using our imagination to create something wonderful and get an action around it. So today, now that you've started to think about these two different parts that exist inside us, one way of understanding the human experience, you could ask yourself, who is my clear self? What activities bring my clear self joy? What activities make my clear self very happy? And one message my clear self has for me right now is, another message my clear self has for me right now is, another message my clear self has for me right now is, I recognize I went through those quite quickly, those prompts, but I encourage you to pause, go back, rewind, and really listen, really consider each one of them so that you can start to have a very lived experience of the part of you, your clear self, that can guide you in your life towards greater happiness, fulfillment, joy, purpose, income, meaning, utilizing all your gifts and talents that you're here to utilize.